Greetings, brothers and sisters, Mrs. and Misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music.
Music is my occupation. Good for meditation. Great for inspiration.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for another 60 minutes of fine Jamaican music. And today I've got a tribute special lined up, as I'm going to feature just some of the many great tunes that were released on one of my all-time favourite record labels, in honour and recognition of its owner and producer, Mr. Philip Fattis Burrell, who very sadly passed away just last month. And so this is the House of Reggae's Exterminator Special. And beginning life in 1988, Exterminator Records has now spanned over two decades and has helped launch the careers of the likes of Capleton, Luciano, Sizzler and Chesedek, as well as releasing some of the strongest material by many established stars like Beris Hammond, Cockatee and Sanchez. And so it's been more of a case of what to leave out today rather than what to include, as I have so many favourites from all of those. But I'm going to try and tell a roughly chronological story of the Exterminator label's glory years, and by doing so, hopefully pay respects to the immense contribution that Philip Burrell has made to Jamaican music. As he was born in 1954 in Whitfield Town, Kingston 13, in the heart of the ghetto. But just as a local music scene was firing up at the end of that decade, young Philip was whisked off to colder climes when he moved to Birmingham in England, where he attended school before returning back to West Kingston as a teenager. And it wasn't until he was age 30 when he first became heavily involved in the music business, following encouragement from both George Fang and Sly and Robbie. And he began licensing tunes that had been recorded at the Channel One studio to be released on the Kings and Lions label in the UK, where he was co-credited as producer, such as on the 12-inch of Sugar Minot's Boss Boss and Michael Palmer's Higgler Woman. And then in 1986, he set up Vena, his first record label, and utilising the rhythm sections of Sly and Robbie and Steely and Cleavey, began producing in the early digital style of the day. And as well as issuing the usual bucket load of singles, also released full-length albums by Frankie Paul, Sanchez and Pinchers. But in 1988, he replaced Vena with Exterminator, the new name for his label. And a couple of years after that, a rough new DJ called Capleton hunted him down to record his debut single, the controversial Abumbo Red, which had already caused a storm on the African Star sound system. And following this release, they went on to record the righteous Bible for Dem, and this call for unity amongst the DJs, titled Arms House.
Unity is strength. I love when you could never be friend, man. Favorite and band and face against the enemy and his friend. Lord have his mercy. Let me tell him again. Lord have his mercy. Oh, God. Who you are going, people? Let me tell him again. Say united we stand and divided we fall. For them no go know themselves. Dilemma against the wall. United we stand and divided we fall. For them no go know themselves. Dilemma against the wall. Me telling you, I'm those. We no one that boat. I'm those upon that will he go to it. I'm those and we no one that boat. I'm those upon that will he go. But it no right. The cable can not step up in a life. And a net in that day. And I give him a fight. But it no right. The round head that step up in a life. And a net in that day. And I give in my fight, but it's not right. See, baby, when I step up in a life, and I need things that you know, I give in my fight, but it's not right. See, grinds, man, I step up in a life, and I need things that you know, I give in my fight, but it's not right. See, panic, they must step up in a life, and I need things that you know, I give in my fight, me tell you, I'm those, we know one that's boat. I'm those, I'm one that don't really go, come again. I'm those, and we know one that's boat. I'm those, oh, watch out, people, watch out. Look how it nice, tune a reader off, pint, never fight, look how it nice. Jip up Milan King Stitch, never fight, look how it nice. Dennis Brown and Bob Marley, never fight, look how it nice. Peter Touch and Ira, never fight, look how it nice. Michigan and Smiling, never fight, me tell you, I'm those, we no one that boat. I'm those, I'm one that don't really call. them back against the wall. United we stand and divided we fall. Never them not gonna know them. You are going crowd of people. With certain things you will finna say them no one tell we it about. Say God a white man cut out the bullshit. Every hand that the earth we no want hear it. We are all one blood. Say go and tell we it. Unity strength and make we go and nourish it. Love and hate could never be friend. Dennis Brown tell we it. Earth I run red. So now we tell we it. Marley say oh the cap fit make them wear it. Me tell no I'm those. We no want that boat. I'm those. I find that how we look out again. I'm those. And we no want that boat. I'm those. You are going to call the people. But it's not right. The jungle is a step up in a life. And a next garden man want to give him a fight. It's not right. The garden man a step up in a life. And a next jungle is want to give him a fight. It's not right. The spanglers a step up in a life. And a next show a man want to give him a fight. It's not right. The firehouse a step up in a life. A mall road man want to give him a fight. It's not right. The mall road a step up in a life. And not tower hill man want to give him a fight. Me tell no I'm those. We no want that boat. I'm those. I find that how we look out.
Released in 1992 on the Exterminator label, that was Capleton with Arms House, which became a huge hit in the dance halls and on the charts, and prompted Fatis Barrell to record a virtual who's who of singers and DJs on that rhythm, which was called Muslim, and which resulted in two volumes of One Rhythm albums, and proved to be his most popular dancehall release to date. And Capleton and Fatis also combined for a full-length album, also titled Arms House, and which found their DJ on the cusp of moving from a ragamuffin rhymer to the roots and culture chanter he later became. And it was around this time that a huge turning point occurred for Philip Fatis Barrell and his Exterminator label, as despite having a huge dancehall hit with the Muslim rhythm, he gradually moved away from the sparse, hard-hitting rhythms as he brought on board saxophonist Dean Fraser to be the musical arranger and director in the studio to help develop a more melodic and rootsier sound. And with the Firehouse crew, who were led by bassist Donald Dennis, providing the rhythms, one of the first singers Fatis produced which heralded this change in direction was Beris Hammond, who, coming off the back of Tempted to Touch, a huge hit he'd recorded for Penthouse Records, laid down this set of lyrics, which even manages to reference a Renaissance artist, over the top of an updated UB40 rhythm, as this is the echo-laden Emptiness Inside.
Here comes a musical hitmaker from Jamaica, tall and handy, sweet like candy. Now.
When you're gone for a day, it's like loneliness for a year. I get the funny scare, baby. If you should go for a week, I'm afraid I couldn't speak. This loneliness would have me weak. I feel emptiness inside. Even feel the same way too. But if I can't be without you for a day, 2 weeks would be too long. I'm afraid I might do something wrong. I feel emptiness inside. If you should go for a week,
I'm afraid I couldn't speak. The loneliness would have me weak. I feel emptiness inside.
The legendary Beres Hammond there with Emptiness Inside, which, as mentioned, updated the rhythm of All I Want to Do by UB40 into a bass-heavy, echo-laden monster, which first appeared on 7-inch on the Exterminator label in 1991 and also came out on 12-inch on the Charm label in the UK. And Beres and Fatis followed this up with more great singles like Full Attention, Show It Off and I Could Beat Myself.
Enough reggae music.
And so with other labels like Penthouse, Digital B, Black Scorpio and Star Trail, all producing new digital root sounds in the early 90s, the stage was set for a new dawn of Jamaican music, as Fatis started utilising Gussie Clark's newly opened Anchor recording studio, with Dean Fraser as his musician in residence. And he completed the circle in 1993 when he signed up a young 19-year-old singer called Luciano, who had had brief success over the previous 12 months with a handful of singles on the Mau Mau, New Name and Big Ship labels. But still finding his voice, it was a combined effect of meeting Fatis and Fraser that focused Luciano's songwriting into reality and cultural themes. And his earlier singles for Exterminator included titles like Poor and Simple, Chant Out and One Way Ticket, as well as appearing on some Combination 7s alongside a host of DJs, like this one, which finds Luciano and Selvin Wonder combining over the top of the Death in the Arena rhythm with Neighborhood Watch.
Yeah, man, yeah, son, it's a boy, I'm going on a proper speed, bro. Selvin Wonder and Luciano, like, no petty team, we murder them, I want to back them.
We're not shots for murder tonight. Oh, hey. In the neighborhood watch. Bang bang in the neighborhood watch.
My gosh.
Yes, in the neighborhood watch. Down in the neighborhood watch.
Big fish and spot.
All the while, then come in on me yard. Chief off me clothes off a line. But tonight, the day for me got, yes, me I go broke a boy's spine. Not in the neighborhood watch.
Hear that?
We sit down in the neighborhood watch.
Watch this.
Slang bang in the neighborhood watch.
Let me know. So tell them no. Tell them say me stop sleep at night. Them a rubber too be face. Them get too bad. So tell them no. Tell them say me stop sleep at night. Them a rubber too be face. Them get too bad. And them thief with me video and me one flashlight. And thief off me sneaker me linen last night. But Selvi Wonder me a set up tonight. Anytime me hold in me, I go lose the eyesight.
Inna the neighborhood watch. Yes, inna the neighborhood watch.
Big fish
and spot inna the neighborhood watch.
Oh dog, I work so hard 7 days a week just to live at ease. Still these thieves don't give me a chance. They do all the things they please.
Can't live in peace.
But tonight, me day for me God. Yes, me happy old one tonight.
Not inna the neighborhood watch.
Big fish and
spot inna the neighborhood watch.
Some a girl night, but they still no certain. If me a come win, but now me have me bad. Say me good night, but them still no certain. If me a come win, but how me have me bad. Watch ya, when they see me, me say them get frightened. Me say some of them a flash like them a flash guard. Me youngie here, but me do a see nothing. Youngie them footprint, me see in a my yard. Me friend, post me take out the desert heat. I me draft it, the long thing, they pump rifle. Me say to God, say me had a murder something. Me say come down Luciano, come tell them something.
We no have no time, we go sleep tonight.
No lie,
no way. Because the petty thief are roll and I know me happy there for me move. Lado,
Me say Southside, Tel Aviv, Jungle, Arima, Greendale, Painland and Warwick, Deepak and Meadowbrook, down in the neighborhood watch.
Neighborhood watch.
Yes, in the neighborhood watch.
Dog,
dog, down in the neighborhood watch.
Big fish and spot.
In the neighborhood watch.
Highlighting the struggles of ghetto living, that was Luciano and Selvin Wonder with Neighbourhood Watch, which came out on Exterminator 7-inch in 1993 and later appeared on a compilation album Luciano Duets on the Jetstar label. And the following year, Exterminator licensed Luciano's One Way Ticket album to the VP label for release, which gained him international recognition and put him at the forefront of the new roots explosion that was happening in Jamaican music, alongside the likes of Garnet Silk, Yami Bolo, Tony Rebel and Louis Culture, which resulted in him signing an album deal with Island Records. And with Fatis in the production chair and Dean Fraser conducting the musicians, the two albums that followed included some of the most heartfelt yet accessible roots music that had been released since the days of Bob Marley, just like with this stunning track called It's Me Again, Jah.
Glory, hallelujah, hallowed be thy name, O Most High God. Glory be to Most High God. Hallowed be thy name, King of kings and Lord of lords, worthy to be praised. I ascribe to you dominion, power and grace. Through the years and years to come, you'll always be the same. It's me again, Jah, as I fall on my knees today. Help me, God, I pray. As I fall on my knees today, help me, God, I pray. Preserve my soul today. I look around the world today, oh God, and you will see Pharisees and backbiters taking up in vanity. But I know you control my destiny, and from you all blessings flow. From yesterday, even today, and tomorrow, it's me again, Jah. As I fall on my knees today, help me, God, I pray. Don't wanna be carried away. It's me again, Jah. As I fall on my knees today, help me, God, I pray. Preserve my soul today. My heart is willing, my flesh is weak, but still, oh God, I seek to walk your way, your holy way. I pray my soul you'll keep. Though my enemies encamp at me,
I know
I will stand forevermore under your banner, and for always in your hand. It's me again, Jah, as I fall on my knees today. Help me, God, I pray. Don't wanna be carried away. It's me again, Jah, as I fall on my knees today. Help me, God, I pray.
There's rarely a better sound in reggae music than the soaring voice of Luciano praising Rastafari, as you just heard in It's Me Again, Jah, which originally came out on 7-inch on the Exterminator label in 1994, and then the following year became the opening track on his Where There Is Life album. The first of two Fatis produced long players that came out on the Island label in the mid-90s, and which took Luciano's music all the way around the world, with that particular tune becoming a live favourite and remaining a linchpin in his concerts to this day.
That is the wickedest sound I play.
And I got one more Luciano tune to come later on in the show, but before that, we're going to focus on some of the other great singers who recorded for Exterminator during their mid-90s heyday. just like Mikey General, who had started his career in the UK in the 1980s, before moving to Jamaica, where he first recorded for Fatis in 1987, with a single All Gone for his Vena label. But it was his series of root singles a few years later that really made an impact, with this next one becoming his most well-known, as this is Sinners.
Sit up in the seat of the scornful, but I delight to be in the Lord. We meditate on me night and day. Then we not go stand up in the way of sinners, or sit up in the seat of the scornful, but I delight to be in the Lord. We meditate on me night and day. Sin, Satan is an evil man. Deception is his ultimate plan.
Mikey General with the excellent Sinners, which first came out on Exterminator 7 back in 1994, and then became the title track of his album the following year, which was the first of two albums he recorded for Fatis Barrell, before he went on to set up his own record label alongside his good friend Luciano, and the pair of them have since toured the world together many times over.
Ice, Irish.
And another vocalist who first recorded for Fatis Barrell back in the 80s was Mr. Kevin Anthony Jackson, a.k.a. Sanchez, whose eponymous debut album was released on the Vena label. And he continued to record for Fatis on and off for the next few years, culminating in a particularly creative period, where combining sweet lover songs like Forever and Kiss Me Honey, alongside devotional roots tunes like Never Diss Thee Man and Praise Him, were all collected together for his second Fatis produced long player. And so here's my favourite from that bunch, the anthemic Praise Him.
This one is all conscious youth and youth. None of youth with rugs, man, I hate man, and a good man. Man, we have love in them heart for every man. Hear this now.
He
adapting the Ropin rhythm to become one of the great roots records from the 1990s. That was Sanchez with Praise Him, which came out on a 12-inch on the Exterminator label and was also the title track of his Fatties-produced 1995 album, which appeared on the VP label. And Sanchez remains one of the great soulful voices of Jamaican music, and in more recent years he's combined reggae recordings with devotional gospel music. And 1995 seems to have been a magical year in the history of the Exterminator label, when the rhythms and vocalists combined together to create some real reggae gold. Because as well as Sanchez's Praise Him and Luciano's continuing rise, Cocker T also recorded another of my all-time favourites in that year, and being one of the most prolific singers over the preceding decade, and recording for virtually every producer on the island, Cocker T was still able to come up with something special for his sessions with Fatties, and they really excelled themselves on this delicate and beautiful ode to Israel's King.
This station, Lonnie Lonnie, rock the nation, with sound's vibration.
For all the tribe of Israel,
redeem of full of culture, y'all.
Let them know that Israel's King is Israel's God. In oneness they say, yes, I'm mighty, I'm mighty. Israel's King is Israel's God. In oneness they say, tell them I'm mighty, I'm mighty. Boy, well now, we've come to one conclusion. No more of the Babylon inspiration. I and I has made our resolution. It will Rastaman redemption alone. Hey. Now I know, I and I know, that Israel's King is Israel's God. And what does they say, I must imagine a man. Israel's King is Israel's God. And what does they say, I must imagine a man. Ooh, exalt ye the name of the King, come for his presence. With singing, know that he is the irate, and it's he who irates. Now we are the sheep of his pastors, entering his gate with praise. 'Cause now I know, Lord, I know, I and I know that Israel's King is Israel's God. And what does them say? Yes, Israel's King is Israel's God. And what does them say? Yes, I'm mad, mad. Ooh, we the only one found worthy to release the seven seals and to break their band asunder and to set all captives free. Hail to the King, Haile Selassie. His imperial majesty. Hail to the King, Haile Selassie. And that's a power to the Trinity. 'Cause Israel's King is Israel's God. And what does them say, I must imagine mad. Israel's King is Israel's God. And what does them say, yes, I'm mad, mad. Come to one conclusion. No more of the Babylon inspiration. I and I has made a resolution. It will be the Rastaman redemption alone. Yes, I know it. I and I know that Israel's King is Israel's God. And what else they say, I'm mad, mad.
An absolutely beautiful record that I never tire of hearing, as that was Cocker T with Israel's King, which again was released in 1995 on the Exterminator label and went on to become the title track of his album the following year on the VP. And as you probably noticed, that rhythm also provided the backing for Luciano's inspiring Never Give Up My Pride.
Wherever I drop my musical anchor, never you try to conquer. Conquer, 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 conquer.
Now this next artist first appeared on the Exterminator label back in 1990 with a dancehall favourite, Hot Stepper, aka Steppin' It Hotter This Year, which just may have provided the inspiration for his world-conquering hit 4 years later of Here Comes the Hot Stepper, which became an American Christmas number one, as I'm talking about the one and only Ainie Kamoze.
Ainie Kamoze. Ainie Kamoze.
But despite international fame, Ainie never forgot his roots and returned to Exterminator in 1995 to pay respects to his granny and her old-time sayings in Hillen Gully Ride.
It's a hill and gully ride. Wanna bet I hold on good. Wanna like that. Hill and gully ride. Wanna bet I hold on good. Now it is better to be safe than sorry. I know me say so, I'm me old time granny. If you not listen, then you surely gon' see. Walk the walk, but the pumpkin belly. When people kill Bob Marley and Peter Tosh, it was an accident. Your best friend, your worst enemy, and jealousy between a bench and bar is a hill and gully ride. Wanna bet I hold on good. Wanna hear that? Hill and gully ride. Wanna bet I hold on good. If you not climb the hill yet, then not show where you stick. Hurry, come up. Hurry down quick. Even if you hit the foot in a Spain town brick, there is a Mason Noel wanted. No use a man ego trick. Hang up your head, can't reach it. My lyrics fitting like some old salt physic. So why you acting like a dog and buck? It's a hill and gully ride. Wanna bet I hold on good. Wanna know that. Hill and gully ride. Pick up all the youth like witty, and every man down in the penitentiary, hang in the country for my brother Randy, growing your vegetable elegantly. If you love his majesty, we couldn't touch you with no negromancy. Hold no leave if I don't see, and every rain softened up is a hill and gully ride. On a bet I hold on good. Hill and gully ride. Wanna bet I hold on good. Now it is better to be safe than sorry. I know my sister, I'm my old time granny. If you not listen, then you surely gon' see. Walk the walk, but the pumpkin belly. When people kill Bob Marley and Peter Tosh, it was an accident. Your best friend, your worst enemy, and jealousy between the bench and bar is a hill and gully ride. Wanna bet I hold on good. Wanna hear that? Hill and gully ride. Wanna bet I hold on good.
With Sly and Robbie providing an updated version of the Mr. Bassy rhythm, that was Ainie Kamoze with Hill and Gully Ride, which was produced by Philip Fattis Burrell in 1995. Although I'm not entirely sure if that one actually came out on the Exterminator label at the time, as my 7-inch copy is on the Nine Sounds Click label. But you can find a remix version of that tune on the great compilation Roughin' a Town, which was released on the Maximum Pressure label in 2002, and which brings together a mix of rare and classic Exterminator productions, and is well worth seeking out if you don't already have a copy in your collection.
Do it! Do it!
And so one of the main reasons why the Exterminator label has become so revered over the years, apart from the great singers and musicians of course, is the care and attention that went into mixing the finished release. And Fattis again used the very best in this regard, with the likes of Stephen Stanley, Solji Hamilton and Bulby York all regularly being credited as mixing engineers on Exterminator Productions. And so for a good example of what a mixing engineer can bring to a tune, let's enjoy this next one, which was recorded by the then teenager Ja Cure in 1997, and as far as I know, remains his one and only release on Exterminator. But what a tune it is, as it features a wonderfully mournful trombone navigating its way through the echo and reverb-drenched rhythm, while Cure himself remains resolute throughout with his call to keep marching forward in Trodden the Valley.
I just got to do this. Shot in the body and I never ever quit. Shot in the body and I got to do this. Shot in the body to keep myself in. For this Armageddon war. For this final war. This war is not so far away, ja. It's just around the corner, ja, ja. I smoke our marijuana, holding up still I see I gonna. Yeah, yeah. Turning the body and I never ever fear. Turning the body and I got to do this. Turning the body to keep myself in. For this I'm a Gideon war. For this final war. When the war stop me, ja, ja. Let I and I be far away, ja. For it's a bloody war. Cast a seed from afar. No future go get murder. Selassie I no make it go no further. Yeah, ja. Turning the body and I never ever quit. Turning the body and I got to do this. Turn in the body to keep myself in. For this I'm a getting one. For this final one.
Turn in the body and ja, ja. I Selassie I King of all games. Turn in this body and I never ever quit. Turn in the body and I got to do this. Turn in the body to keep myself fit. For this I'm a Gideon war. For this final war. Blood that run like oil, ja, ja. Now things are gonna spoil for a while, ja. The lion died in on ya. Just a nine man come for one, ya. Yeah, yeah. Money and I never ever quit. Turning this body and I got to do this. Turning this body to keep myself in. For this I'm a getting war. For this final war. When the war starts, ja. Better you die before.
I think you'll agree that is another stone-cold classic from the Exterminator label, as that was Ja Cure with Trod in the Valley, which was released on 7-inch in 1997, and can also be found on the compilation Rough in a Town on Maximum Pressure. But we've gone and got a little ahead of ourselves here in the Exterminator special, as back in 1994, a young teenage DJ recorded his first singles for Fatis Burrell after being recommended by Dean Fraser. And real name Miguel Collins, he is of course better known as Sizzler.
Sizzler. Sizzler.
Who to date has recorded hundreds of singles and dozens of albums. But it all started for him back in the mid-90s at Exterminator, where he turned his devout Boba Ashanti beliefs into powerful blistering rhymes, with early singles like Mothers of Nations and We Want Love appearing on his debut album Burning Up, which was soon followed by many more singles, which to be fair had a little more melody about them, like Demo Wonder, Kings of the Earth, Homeless, and the magnificent Praise Ye Jah.
I didn't behold
crown was cast down, yeah. I'm the ancient of this king, I listen last year, I die. You know, with his garment is white as snow, his hair is pure as wool.
Classic tune, as that was Sizzler praising Yee Jah back in 1997 on the Exterminator label, and which also became the title track of his second album for Fatis Barrell. And as well as recording tons of other tunes for other producers, Sizzler and Exterminator remained hugely productive together, with a further 7 albums appearing during the next 5 years.
Lord of mercy.
But now I think we've reached that part of the show for my all-time favourite tune on the Exterminator label, as following his Fatis-produced albums Where There Is Life and Messenger, which both came out on the Island label, Luciano returned to the fold once more in 1997 and started work on their follow-up. And one of the first singles to appear was this absolutely gorgeous gospel-inspired hymn to the Almighty, over the top of another echo-drenched production, which this time utilised a bass line from the Mean Girl, I Need a Roof rhythm. And every time I hear this tune, it does exactly what it says on the label, as it sweeps over my soul.
Greetings, music lover. I hear the music for you and I. And
sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul. Though the rolling life gets rough, Jaja sweep over my soul. Lingi die, sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul.
Bless roll and them bless blow. Jaja will sweep over my soul. Ah, every day, every moment, I will sing a song of praise to him. He'll the King of Kings. Every day, I will rise. Every morning, I will sing. Every evening, I will lift my voice. Lift my voice in praise.
Simply beautiful tune that never fails to move me, as that was a majestic Luciano with Sweep Over My Soul, which originally came out on 7-inch on the Exterminator label in 1997 and went on to become the title track of his final album for Fatis Barel 2 years later. And you can also find that tune, along with 19 others, on the double compilation album Exterminator Productions Presents The Best of Luciano, which, as the title suggests, gathers together the cream of the crop of one of the best singer-producer combinations ever to come out of Jamaica. But despite their joint success throughout the 90s, Luciano left the label in 98 and spread his wings and set off on his unrelenting recording and touring schedule, which carries on to this day.
Right now, we've been wonderful, surrounded by all these bubbles of talent.
And so with Luciano's departure leaving a gaping hole in the Exterminator camp, Fatis Barel set off again to find some bright new talents to carry on his vision, and soon signed up the likes of Turbulence, whose eponymous debut album in 2000 was quickly followed by Rising the following year, and then there was Desbert Johnson from the Parish of St Anne, who is better known as Chesedek. And fresh from the country, he signed up to Exterminator and was soon releasing singles like No More and Can't Hear, Must Feel. And in 2002, his critically acclaimed debut album was released, of which this was a title track.
This station, rock nation, with sound vibration.
Tell them me want fi me
sheer, cause me see say them no love this a youth. In a them mind, 2 years say me not reach nowhere. Them a try go run me with the food. Harvest time, tell them me want for me sheer, cause me see say them no love this a youth. In a them mind, 2 years say me not reach nowhere. To them see say man and mama, we see, we see. And them can't wind me up in a them iniquity. And no fashion dread, what they in a me head. Them can't take it out, for me no licky licky. From birth, them see what me worth physically. Lyrically, me no mix up in a no folly. Physically, me a feel it vitally. Irritically, we now when they check it all, finally. So them can't believe in a them dying, yeah. Can you be me you to deliver them rhyme, yeah. Can't believe in a them dying, yeah. Man, I hide you around, I show them sign, yeah. Can't believe in a them time, yeah. Bubba Shanti, you to deliver them rhyme, yeah. Can't believe in a this time. I have to get myself in line. Them can't go wrong with the food. Dinner time. Tell them me want fi me share, cause me see say them no love this a youth. In a them mind, 2 years them me not reach nowhere. Them a try go run me with the food. Harvest time. Tell them me want fi me share, cause me see say them no love this a youth. In a them mind, 2 years them me not reach nowhere. Tell them to feel free up and give up with me your home. A blood, sweat and tears, working through the years. Harvest time, tell them give me me share. What they do to me no make me sleep, I do forget to you first. Why? Man, I pick me book to me, I look to me fi carry them through. Yeah. When them up is see them magazine, if a man and no fool round me, No. Rastafari give I the powers to keep and shield amongst ourselves. Even though I know they are holy, but wolves are fear. I and I must hide your anytime, anywhere. Them can't go run me with the food. Dinner time. Tell them me want fi me share, cause me see say them no love this a youth. In a them mind, 2 years them me not reach nowhere. Them a try go run me with the food. Harvest time. Tell them me want fi me share, cause me see say them no love this a youth. In a them mind.
The Great Harvest Time by Chesedek, which was produced by Fatis Birrell and was the title track of his debut album in 2002, which came out on the VP label. And Chesedek has continued his early promise by recording a steady stream of fine modern roots music ever since. And so for our final tune in today's tribute, we're going to stay in 2002, when this unlikely record came out by one of the queens of the late 90s dancehall scene, Miss Tanya Stevens, who showed a whole other side to herself when she recorded this one for Fatis, as she dreams of a better life in What a Day.
I'm tired of the hunger I see on people's faces. Tired of the animosity between the races. Tired of corruption in high and low places. And bricks with money but no social graces. Tired of being judged for the style in my hair. And the music that I listen and the clothes that I wear. I'm tired of life and death being sold as a pair. And politicians who keep saying they care, but maybe hoping for a change is a dream. And maybe life ain't as bad as it seems. But if dreaming is the best I can do, then I'll be dreaming my whole life through. Oh, what a day when war becomes a thing of the past, and peace we will have it at last, and life is finally worth its cost. And whoa, what a day when men finally live what they teach, and love ain't just a concept we preach, and blood no longer runs in the streets. Whoa, what a day. Tired of leaving church feeling like I just been robbed. 2 hours of rambling, not much mention of God. The richest man's the only one who does not have a job. A bunch of righteous freaks extorting worse than a mob, y'all. Tired of baby mama, tired of baby daddy. Chilling in the spot where the parents should be. Teenage mother saying, leave my business alone. In 20 years a kid could be robbing my home. But I got a vision of a whole other plane, where the spiritual can flourish again. I'm just waiting for the fire to rain. Burn down everything and start clean. What a day when war becomes a thing of the past, and peace we will have it at last, and life is finally worth its cost. And whoa, 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 what a day when men finally live what they teach. And love ain't just a concept we preach. And blood no longer runs in the streets. And whoa, 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 what a day, oh. Ooh, what a day, oh, what a day, oh. What a day, what a day, what a day. Ooh, oh. Maybe hoping for a change is a dream. Maybe life ain't as bad as it seems. But if dreaming is the best I can do, then I'll be dreaming my whole life through. Oh, what a day when war becomes a thing of the past, and peace we will have it at last, and life is finally worth its cost. And whoa, 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 when unity ain't just a word in our vocabulary, I'll help you even when there ain't nobody to see. You can believe it, believe in me. Whoa, what a day when war becomes a thing of the past, and peace oh, we will have it at last. And life is finally worth its cost. And whoa, 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 oh, what a day when men finally live what they teach. And love ain't just a concept we preach. And blood no longer runs in the streets. And whoa, 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 oh, what a day when. Oh, what a day when. Ooh, what a day when. Oh, what a day, what a day, what a day, what a day. What a day.
The Sublime What a Day by Tanya Stevens, which came out on Exterminator 7 in 2002 and also appeared on a CD release of her Gangsta Blues album a couple of years later on VP. But as the new millennium moved on, many of Fatis's signings, who he had nurtured and developed, moved on themselves to record for other labels, and his production activity slowed down, but it didn't quite grind to a halt, as new gems would still occasionally appear. And then in 2010, his son Kareem reignited a label with a flourish, as they started to give a new generation of singers and DJs exposure on the label. And over the last 12 months, great new releases have come out from both Jesse Royal and Kayla Bliss, as well as others by already established artists like Sizzler and Iwayne. But then in November 2011, Philip Fatis Varell very unexpectedly suffered a stroke, and a couple of weeks later his condition worsened and he fell into a coma and died in the University Hospital in Kingston on the 3rd of December. Leaving behind a discography and legacy that has inspired and enthralled people all over the world, and which will surely live on for many generations to come. So let me just finish by saying that if your record collection is sadly lacking in Exterminator productions, then the previously mentioned Rough in the Town compilation on Maximum Pressure is a great place to start, and then you could follow it up with all the Luciano albums, Sizzler's Praise Ye Jah and Freedom Cry, Sanchez's Praise Him, Cockatee's Israel's King, and Chesedek's Harvest Time. And that lot should set you off on a new journey into some of the finest roots music to come out of Jamaica. And so let me end now by thanking you very much for listening in, and thank you very much for all the wonderful music, Mr. Philip Fatis Varell.
Philip Fatis Varell. Philip Fatis Varell. Philip Fattis Burrell. Philip Fattis Burrell. Philip Fattis Burrell.